Arkham Horror LCG, what to buy after revised core in 2026. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Already own the 2021 revised core. Play Knight of the Zealot twice, then buy the modern Dunwich Legacy campaign expansion for your first full story. Add the Dunwich Legacy Investigator expansion when you want the best early card pool upgrade. Make the Path to Carcosa your next story purchase, or buy its exact two-box bundle if you want both campaign and player cards. Wait on standalone scenarios until you have finished one full campaign, and skip old deluxe boxes, random mythos packs, and any scarce Chapter 1 box priced like a collectible. The revised core is not a shopping list. It is a working foundation. Enough cards and tokens for 1-4 investigators, 5 starter identities, and the 3-scenario Knight of the Zealot campaign. Your next purchase should fix one named problem. A campaign expansion gives the table a complete story. An investigator expansion gives players more investigators and deck-building cards. A standalone scenario gives an established group one unusual knight. Those nouns are the entire anti-regret system. This guide starts with the box you already own and builds outward in an order a real group can play. Margot checked the official campaign and investigator manuals, the 2026 Asmodee catalogue, current fantasy flight product pages, and recurring questions from the Arkham Horror LCG community. The full cabinet then translated that evidence into one route, 3 sensible carts and a scarcity rule. Another complete campaign at a normal price is always better than the correct campaign at a panic price. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What should I buy after the Arkham Horror LCG revised core? The clean order is revised core, Dunwich campaign, Dunwich investigator, then Carcosa campaign. Replay the core before opening Dunwich. The first run teaches actions and tests. The second teaches consequences, resigning, deck weaknesses, and why a campaign can continue after a bad resolution. If your table still wants another case after that replay, it has earned a full campaign. Buy the 2 Dunwich boxes for different reasons. The Dunwich Legacy campaign expansion contains the complete 8-scenario story. Missing Miskatonic professors, the Clover Club, a museum break-in, a train that becomes a rules lesson at speed, the village of Dunwich, and a final collision with forces outside ordinary space. The Dunwich Legacy Investigator expansion contains 5 investigators and the player cards from that cycle. It contains no campaign. Carcosa is the next story step, because the campaign uses uncertainty as part of its drama, without asking a beginner to absorb the heaviest later campaign administration. Its cursed production of The King in Yellow moves from an Arkham theatre through interviews, obsession, travel, and the question of whether the investigators can trust their own account. It feels like the moment Arkham stops being a clever card system and becomes a campaign people remember years later. Do not buy more Arkham. Buy 8 new evenings, a stronger card library, or 1 special event. The noun tells me which invoice belongs in the file. What does the revised core actually give you, and when are you ready to expand? The official Learn to Play book lists 245 player cards, 111 scenario cards, chaos tokens, resource, damage, horror, clue and doom tokens, 5 investigator mini cards, and the supporting campaign material. It supports 1-4 players from 1 box. The core's Knight of the Zealot story is intentionally compact. The Gathering teaches the room, the Midnight Masks opens Arkham into a timed search, and the Devourer below demonstrates that a campaign finale is allowed to be cruel. Use the recommended decks for the first session. The manual provides starter lists for Roland, Daisy, Skids, Agnes, and Wendy, plus role tips. Do not interpret the finale as a product review. The core campaign is a tutorial with teeth, not a representative 8-scenario arc. You are ready to expand when the group can run mythos, investigation, enemy, and upkeep without rebuilding the rules every phase, when each player can state a primary job, and when the group wants to know what happens after a scenario rather than merely whether it won. Robert's practical test is faster. Can the group reset the encounter sets, update the campaign log, and name next week's date before the snacks disappear? If yes, buy a campaign. If no, replay the core or use the interactive setup trainer until the physical table stops feeling like the first enemy. Campaign expansion or investigator expansion, which box do I need? Read the final noun printed on the modern box. A campaign expansion contains the scenario, encounter, act, agenda, location, story, and campaign material for that arc. It requires a compatible core and legal investigator decks. An investigator expansion contains investigators and player cards for deck construction. It adds no scenarios. You can play Dunwich Investigators in Carcosa, bring Edge of the Earth cards to Dunwich, or use revised core investigators in Hemlock Vale. Matching titles are not a requirement. The retired model used one deluxe expansion plus six separate mythos packs to distribute one cycle. Those old products are mechanically usable, but they are dangerous first purchases because the deluxe box is only the opening fragment. One missing pack can strand the whole campaign. The modern Dunwich campaign box already includes the Essex County Express. A newcomer does not need the separate Essex Mythos pack. One community explanation remains the cleanest practical shorthand. Campaign expansion means roughly a full campaign. Investigator expansion means investigators and player cards. Puzzlewick adds the cart check. The exact product title, SKU, cover noun, and Amazon product page must all agree before the button earns a place here. The old format trap a cheap old deluxe box can still require six increasingly scarce mythos packs. It is not the same product as the modern complete campaign expansion. Why is the Dunwich Legacy the safest first full campaign? Dunwich begins with Dr. Henry Armitage asking the investigators to find two missing colleagues. The opening fork lets the group visit Miskatonic University or the Clover Club first, which immediately teaches that campaign order can alter later setup and available help. The route moves through an after-hours museum, the celebrated moving train structure of the Essex County Express, rural Dunwich, invisible threats, sorceress gates, and the void beyond. It is pulpier and mechanically plainer than later campaigns, which is exactly why it works as the first long course. The official campaign guide identifies eight scenarios and provides a campaign log, chaos bag changes, story assets, and scenario-specific location diagrams. The train layout in the manual is a perfect example of Arkham's physical storytelling. Locations connect left and right as cars disappear behind you. It teaches movement, urgency, and scenario text without adding a second campaign-wide subsystem. Dunwich does show its age. Some scenarios are short. One can punish particular deck shapes, and the finale is less theatrical than modern campaigns. Buy it for fundamentals and the feeling of a classic Arkham file, not because release order is sacred. If the modern campaign expansion is scarce or inflated, skip directly to another complete campaign at a sane price. Do not reconstruct Dunwich from old packs out of obligation. Is the Dunwich Investigator expansion still the best first card pool upgrade? Yes, when you can find the exact modern box at a sensible price. The Dunwich Investigator expansion adds Zoe Samaras, Rex Murphy, Jenny Barnes, Jim Culver, and Ashkan Pete, plus the cycle's player cards. Its investigators can use a small amount of off-class level 0 material, which makes a small collection feel broader. Its card pool also contains foundational economy, clue, combat, skill, and deck consistency tools that continue to appear in community recommendations. Community language often calls Dunwich Core Part 2. That is not an official product claim, but it captures why the box works early. It gives most classes practical cards rather than asking a new collection to support a narrow late-cycle archetype. One recent owner thread summarized the case as cards that every deck uses. The important caveat is that revised core alone is already playable. This box adds consistency and options. It is not an admission ticket to the campaign. If Dunwich Investigator is scarce, Edge of the Earth Investigator expansion is the best substitution. Its multi-class cards can enter a deck through either printed class, so a single purchase touches many investigators. The official insert devotes a page to that multi-class rule. Edge can introduce more powerful and more complex options, but it remains a better small library expansion than buying a random set purely because it is available. More cards are useful only when they make a role easier to express. Buy Dunwich for a stronger first 30 cards, not for permission to download 100 decks. Why should the path to Carcosa be the second campaign? Carcosa begins at a performance of The King in Yellow. The investigators leave the Ward Theatre with questions about the play, its cast, and the events surrounding it. The trail then moves through Arkham Society, an asylum, Paris catacombs, Mont Saint Michel, and places where the distinction between conviction and doubt becomes campaign material. The guide tracks what the group believes, not merely what it defeats. That structure is why Carcosa keeps winning broad recommendations. A March 2026 campaign thread gave the concise verdict. I would get Carcosa if you're only picking one. The useful translation is not that every group must rank it first. It is that Carcosa offers a large story payoff without making the buyer study the densest campaign machinery first. Dunwich teaches the syntax. Carcosa shows what the language can do. The exact product problem is unusually important here. Carcosa has old deluxe boxes, individual mythos packs, a modern investigator expansion, a modern campaign expansion, and Amazon listings whose variant titles can become muddled. Our primary Amazon recommendation is the direct two-box bundle because the product image visibly contains the modern investigator and campaign boxes. If you buy only the campaign expansion, verify that the page and cover both say campaign expansion before checkout. Which campaign should I buy after Dunwich or Carcosa? Choose by the kind of night your group wants, then let availability break ties. The Feast of Hemlock Vale sends Dr. Rosa Marquez and the investigators to an island preparing for a festival while mutated wildlife and an unnatural presence close in. Its official guide contains 8 scenarios, but a campaign plays 6 of them plus extended preludes. Daytime relationships and nighttime danger give it a social, modern shape. It is an excellent branch for a group that likes character interaction and does not need every scenario in one linear order. Edge of the Earth is an Antarctic expedition with a large supporting cast and a strong sense of travel, isolation, and attrition. The campaign expansion is story. The investigator expansion is the broadly useful multi-class card library. The Forgotten Age leans into expedition logistics and consequences. The Innsmouth Conspiracy brings coastal pursuit, memory gaps, and Bless Curse deck support when paired with its investigator cards. Both are better once the table accepts that a campaign may push back hard. The Scarlet Keys uses an open world map structure and more reading between scenarios. It is a taste-specific later purchase, not a default second box. The Drowned City is a late Chapter 1 descent toward Arlai and Cthulhu, atmospheric and relatively direct at the table, but more meaningful after the group has learned how Arkham evolves. The campaign stories are self-contained. You do not misplot by choosing Carcosa before Dunwich or Hemlock before Edge. When should I buy Murder at the Excelsior Hotel or another standalone scenario? Buy a standalone after the group has completed at least one full campaign or built investigators it wants to revisit. Murder at the Excelsior Hotel is the best first scenario pack recommendation because its premise is immediate. The investigators wake in a hotel room with a body, police at the door, and an explanation to assemble, while variable leads and culprits give the case strong replay value. The real card spread shows hotel locations, guests, story acts, and multiple threats rather than player cards. A standalone can be played alone or inserted into a campaign by paying the scenario's experience cost when instructed. The campaign guide remains the authority for timing and rewards. Do not buy Excelsior because it is cheaper than a campaign and expect it to replace 8 sessions. Buy it for a convention night, a birthday table, a returning investigator deck, or the evening when the full campaign group cannot assemble. After Excelsior, pick by event shape. The blob that ate everything for pulpy spectacle and large group energy, machinations through time for synchronized teams, fortune and folly for a casino caper, the midwinter gala for social maneuvering, or film fatale for cinematic genre shifts. The Arkham Scenario Archive maps every pack without pretending one scenario is a campaign. What should a revised core owner avoid buying for now? Skip old deluxe expansions and random mythos packs. They belong to the retired 7-product cycle model. Buy them only if you are deliberately completing an already owned legacy cycle and have verified every missing pack. Wait on return to boxes. They remix a campaign you already own with replacement encounter cards, alternate setup and storage. They do not contain the original campaign. Their best audience has played the base arc enough to want changed assumptions. Do not buy matching campaign and investigator boxes automatically. The matching art is a catalogue convention, not a gameplay requirement. Buy a campaign box when the table needs a story and an investigator box when the card pool needs options. Do not pay a scarcity tax to preserve a recommended order. Fantasy Flight's 2026 Chapter 2 shift has made some Chapter 1 stock uneven. Community threads repeatedly advise playing what you already have and refusing scalper prices. Finally, avoid buying several full campaigns before finishing one. FOMO creates a shelf, completion creates expertise. The best time to buy the next campaign is during the last third of the current one, when the group can choose the next mood together and the purchase has a calendar attached. Out of print is a stock state, not a personality test. Another complete campaign will play better than your receipt for the one the internet said came first. How much player card depth do I actually need? Revised core is enough to learn, replay the tutorial, and begin a full campaign. Add one investigator expansion when deck building friction becomes visible. Several players compete for the same staple, a class cannot express its role reliably, or the group wants more investigator identities. For the first broad library, Dunwich remains the easiest recommendation. For the strongest substitute or second library, Edge of the Earth touches many decks through multi-class cards. Do not judge an investigator box only by its investigators. The lasting value is the number of useful cards that solve real deck jobs across classes. Economy, draw, clue compression, enemy control, horror and damage management, movement and test reliability. Conversely, do not buy a mechanically specialized box before anyone wants its mechanic. Innsmouth player cards become more valuable when the group wants Bless and Curse. Hemlock grows that ecosystem. Dream Eaters spends card count on bonded and myriad designs that reward a larger library. A good four-player table does not need a complete collection. It needs enough duplicate effects that everyone can perform a primary job without stripping another deck. Build roles aloud, proxy a shopping decision with cards you own, and add one box only when the missing function has a name. The one-box deck audit before buying, list the role your current pool cannot support. If the answer is only more variety, finish the current campaign first. What are the best Arkham Horror LCG carts by budget? The Start Playing cart, revised core, sleeves for the two active investigator decks and nothing else. Use the included bag, tokens, storage, campaign guide and starter decks. A mat, coin capsules, wooden tokens and premium dividers can wait until repeated play proves which friction matters. The first campaign cart, revised core plus the modern Dunwich campaign expansion. Add Dunwich Investigator only if the budget is comfortable or the player pool is already fighting over cards. The campaign and investigator boxes do not need to be purchased together, and neither expires because the other title is absent. The story shelf cart, everything at left, then the exact Carcosa campaign product or verified two-box bundle, followed by Excelsior after the table has investigators it loves. This path creates a tutorial, two complete long stories, a broad player card base and one replayable event case. It is already a serious Arkham collection. The next dollar should go to the campaign mood the group chooses, not an imagined obligation to own every icon. How do I make the first full campaign easier to start and finish? Before Scenario 1, give every investigator a deck box or labelled bag, record the deck list, and write a first 10xb plan. Separate the core encounter sets from campaign-specific cards, and keep the active scenarios sets together after play. Photograph the table before teardown if location adjacency is unusual. Update the campaign log immediately. Unresolved campaign bookkeeping is how a three-week pause becomes a restart. At the table, name roles, clue lead, enemy lead, and each player's emergency job. Read the act and agenda aloud before anyone spends an action. At the end of a round, ask whether the next action advances the act, prevents collapse, produces a real future tempo gain, or prepares a safe resignation. Arkham punishes beautiful turns that do not address the clock. Between sessions, spend XP on the failure category the previous scenario exposed. If the group lacked clues, buy compression or reliable intellect. If one enemy consumed a whole round, improve damage or evasion. If decks never came online, lower the asset curve and improve economy. The Arkham Strategy Bible takes this from first campaign through hard mode planning without turning the game into homework. End the night by setting up the next one. Log, XP, encounter sets, date. Campaign continuity is a physical system before it is a memory. Margot's final revised core buying order play revised core twice. Buy Dunwich campaign for the first full story. Buy Dunwich investigator for the first broad card library. Buy Carcosa next for the strongest story escalation. Then choose Hemlock, Edge, Innsmouth, Forgotten Age, Drowned City, or another complete arc by table mood and normal availability. Add Excelsior when your group wants one special night. That order is a recommendation, not a continuity lock. If Dunwich is scarce and Carcosa is available at a normal price, buy Carcosa. If the group wants Island Folk Horror more than Cursed Theatre by Hemlock, if deckbuilding is the obsession by Edge Investigator before a second campaign, the stories do not require release order plot knowledge and campaign cards do not have to match investigator cards. The only rigid rule is product identity. Campaign means story. Investigator means player cards. Old Deluxe means partial cycle. Return to means optional remix. Once those nouns are clear, the rest becomes the pleasant question Arkham was trying to ask all along: which nightmare does your table want next? Final verdict. The no-regret revised core path is Dunwich Campaign, Dunwich Investigator, then Carcosa. Substitute another complete campaign when stock becomes irrational. Add Edge Investigator when card variety matters more than a second story. Hemlock when the group wants a modern social campaign. And Excelsior when established decks need one memorable night. Skip old format fragments, return to boxes before repeat play, and every purchase whose exact noun you cannot verify. Frequently asked questions. What should I buy first after the Arkham Horror LCG revised core? Buy the modern Dunwich Legacy campaign expansion for the safest first complete story. Add the Dunwich Legacy Investigator expansion when you want a broader player card pool. Should I buy the Dunwich campaign or Investigator expansion first? Buy the campaign expansion first if the table wants new scenarios. Buy the Investigator expansion first if you already have a campaign and need more investigators or deckbuilding cards. They do different jobs. Do I need both Dunwich boxes? Number revised core decks can play the Dunwich campaign. The Investigator box improves variety and consistency, but the campaign does not require matching Dunwich player cards. Does the Dunwich campaign expansion include the Essex County Express? Yes. The modern Dunwich Legacy campaign expansion contains the full 8-scenario campaign, including the Essex County Express. Do not buy the separate Old Mythos pack. Is the path to Carcosa better than the Dunwich Legacy for beginners? Dunwich is the cleaner rules teacher. Carcosa is the stronger broad story recommendation. Start with Dunwich when both are available normally. Start with Carcosa when story appetite or stock makes it the better real-world choice. Can I play Carcosa without buying the Carcosa Investigator expansion? Yes, you need a compatible core, the Carcosa campaign expansion, and legal investigator decks. Player cards from revised core, Dunwich Edge, or other sets can enter the campaign. Are Arkham Horror LCG campaigns connected in story order? Number major campaigns are self-contained stories. Release order can create a smooth complexity curve, but it is not required plot continuity. Is the revised core obsolete after the 2026 Chapter 2 core? Number revised core remains a complete Chapter 1 foundation for the large Chapter 1 library. Chapter 2 has its own current core and future release path. Should a revised core owner buy the 2026 Chapter 2 core immediately? Only when that owner wants Chapter 2 campaigns, investigators, or the new introductory material. It is not required to keep playing Dunwich, Carcosa, Hemlock, Drowned City, or other Chapter 1 campaigns. What is the difference between a campaign expansion and investigator expansion? Campaign expansions contain scenarios and story material. Investigator expansions contain investigators and player cards. Neither modern box includes the other. What is an old Arkham Horror LCG Deluxe expansion? It is the first fragment of a retired cycle format. Completing that cycle also requires 6 matching Mythos packs. New buyers should use the modern campaign and investigator boxes instead. Are return to expansions required? Number they are optional remix products for campaigns you already own. They add alternate cards and setup changes, but do not include the original campaign. What is the best first Arkham Horror LCG investigator expansion? Dunwich Legacy is the safest first choice for broad staples and flexible investigators. Edge of the Earth is the best alternative or second box because multi-class cards reach many decks. Do I need investigator starter decks? Number they are useful when one player wants a coherent ready deck and upgrade path without opening a large card pool. Revised Core Plus One Investigator expansion is also a strong group foundation. What is the best first standalone scenario? Murder at the Excelsior Hotel is the broadest first recommendation because it has an immediate mystery, variable leads and culprits, and strong replay value. When should I add Murder at the Excelsior Hotel to a campaign? Add it only when the campaign rules permit a side scenario, and the group can pay its experience cost. It also works well as a separate one-night case with established decks. Is the Feast of Hemlock Vale a good early campaign? Yes, for a group comfortable with the core that wants modern narrative structure, relationships, branching roots, and folk horror. Dunwich remains the simpler first teacher. Is Edge of the Earth a campaign or card expansion? It is both a product line and two separate boxes. The campaign expansion contains the Antarctic story. The Investigator expansion contains investigators and multi-class player cards. Should I buy the Scarlet Keys early? Usually not. Its open-world map, reading load, and variable route make it a taste-specific later campaign. Buy it when that structure sounds exciting, not because it sits next in a list. Is the Drowned City a good first campaign? It is playable and atmospheric, but Puzzlewick recommends Dunwich, Carcosa, or Hemlock first. Drowned City works better when the group already understands action tempo and campaign consequences. How many campaign expansions should I buy at once? 1. Finish or nearly finish it before choosing another. Buying several at once does not improve the current campaign and makes product mistakes more likely. Number choose another complete campaign at a normal price or follow the Chapter 2 release path. Scarcity should change order, not force a bad transaction. Can Chapter 2 Investigator cards work in Chapter 1 campaigns? Generally, yes, subject to the current deck building and environment rules. Campaign compatibility and organized play card pool environments are separate questions, so check the current grimoire for formal restrictions. What accessories do I need before the first full campaign? Sleeve the active investigator decks, label campaign and core encounter sets, keep a campaign log, and use a stable storage method. Premium tokens and a playmat are optional. Where should I go after this buying guide? Use the Arkham Ultra Guide for complete rules and campaign stories. Robert's Setup Trainer for table practice, the Strategy Bible for deck and campaign play, and the Scenario Archive for every standalone pack.